Welcome also to everybody. The first interview or first guest comes from the Anarchist Group Amsterdam. Hi.
Hello, goedemiddag.
Hi, what's new with the Anarchist Group Amsterdam?
Now Katakut is going good. Now we are working a program for tomorrow, exactly. We have some program in the Encasep and Bolox, and we hope that a lot of people comes over there.
Right, we're going to repeat this at the end. The Bolox is at the Eerste Schinkelstraat, 14 to 16, and you go to the Passio, and then there's a little cafe. This is the Bolox, please come there. This is a party, a benefit?
Exactly, it's a benefit for the Anarchist Library. We open every Saturdays, and yeah, we need some money to buy some books, and yeah, to have more variety, and to offer more variety to the people coming over there. And yeah, everybody is invited to come. It's a freedom place.
This anarchist library already exists since a while, I understand. This anarchist library exists already.
We open
what,
it.
What kind of books can I read there or lend there?
Especially is anarchist cases, anarchist books, but also libertarians, anarcho-feminists, is historical anarchist books. A lot of variety, but everything is have relations with the anarchist movement.
Can you give me an example? What would be especially interesting? What is your favorite book in this library?
For me, for example, is a Spanish book, Anarcosindicalismo Básico, basic anarcho-syndicalism. It's very, very simple, very easy, and just to have a point of view different. You get libertarian meanings, a lot of libertarian meanings.
What's the difference between anarcho-syndicalism and libertarianism?
I think it's not any difference. In libertarian is just, I think, the meanings of the people, normal people, workers. You can say libertarian movement or ideas, or also anarcho-syndicalist ideas. It's based in the assembly. The assembly breaks down all kind of power. There is our idea and our base. Just to break down the power and to have a word, an opinion based in the people, based in the workers, because we are making the world another rich people.
So many other groups want this as well. Some right-wing groups for completely different reasons because they want to get to power. But there's lots of left-wing groups that have the same argument. So breaking down power, what does this exactly mean? And what comes afterwards? What's the difference between the anarchists and the communists?
For me, the difference is I see that in communists you get leaders that they have the power, they decide, they get the opinion of everybody, and at the end you can see that they are working for their interest and not for the interest of the people. From the anarchists, if you come or in any assembly, you have an opinion, you have not a vote, something else. I think the base of the people, someday we are going a start again the society because we lose this meaning, like everybody in the same level. That's the most important because nobody is more than nobody is. Like this, we see and we do.
The name of the book was?
Anarcosindicalismo Básico.
Okay. What else can you recommend if next Saturday people come to lend the book?
I think it's a nice one. The problem is that it's in Spanish, but you can get also another ones in English or that. It's a lot of books in that. I think it's a nice place to come to read. From some weeks ago, now it's new. We can lend books, and you leave €5 by deposit. And you can get the books 2-3 weeks, and after renovate or get another books like this. It's at the end, if you wanna stop your solicitation, you stop and you get back the €5.
Okay, so this anarchist library is accessible every Saturday afternoon in the Bollocks.
From 2 till 6.
From 2 till 6. Please come and have a look at the books. Let's play some music and then let's be found there between 2 and 6.